Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, the Tampa Bay Rays, who beat the Yankees last night 10-5. And also, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working this weekend right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. The same way. On Parler, you'll find us as at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. And joining us tonight on the weekend edition to start things out, our number one, it is the one, the only, the professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. All right. And they're outside the window, and they're yelling, and they're clawing at the door, trying to get in.
I love it.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start the show on a somber note. The world has lost one of the greatest generation, and that is Prince Philip. A man whose duty to his wife, Queen Elizabeth II, was only surpassed by his duty to the armed forces of Britain, passed away yesterday at the age of 99. Now, the Duke of Edinburgh, as he was known, was married to the Queen for more than 70 years, but his service to the British Navy predated his relationship to the future monarch. Philip, in fact, joined the Royal Navy in 1939 at the start of World War II, because remember at that time, Germany and Britain were at war. And he was only a teenager at the time he joined the Navy. Now, he first started out serving on the HMS Ramillies, initially, then moving to the HMS Valiant shortly thereafter, and the HMS Wallace after that. He was a searchlight control officer acting in a pivotal role against Italian forces because one of the things that they did was they helped to spot enemy crafts both during the day and the night, often saving the lives of the people and the vessels they were serving on because they'd get the bad guys where the bad guys got a chance to get them, right?
That's right. Yep.
And in dispatches from the time, Philip was praised for his contributions in the Battle of Cape Matapan, during which Allied forces sank 5 enemy vessels and killed over 2,000 enemy officers, with only 4 of their own seamen and 4 light vessels lost in the exchange. Philip swiftly rose through the ranks, earning the rank of first lieutenant by 1942 after the Battle of Crete. He also was present at the signing of Tokyo's surrender on the USS Missouri in September of 1945. Now, the Duke was a consummate military man. He was heavily decorated for his service in the war, including medals for bravery, multiple medals, I might add, for bravery, Kyle. But his service extended far beyond the Navy. because his active service ended once the Queen ascended to the throne in 1952. So from 1939 to 1952, he was, in fact, in the military. 4 years after their wedding, Philip took no active role with the royal family, instead simply acting as the Duke of Edinburgh, as royal consort, as they called him, a role he held for longer than any other in British history. Now, Philip also was appointed at various times to serve as Admiral of the Sea Cadet Corps, which is kind of like the ROTC that we have at the colleges. He was also the Colonel-in-Chief of the Army Cadet Force and Air Commodore-in-Chief of the Air Training Corps. So he had quite a distinguished military career. Most people don't realize that because they think a lot of those medals that the Royals get, they just get them because they're given to them. But nope, Philip earned every one of them.
He sure did, Captain. The biography of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, is just absolutely astounding, amazing. It's something everybody should familiarize themselves with. And again, he was a man's man, but he was also very gentle. And he was, of course, a stalwart for the Queen. And it's really also...
And Lady Diana.
Exactly. Yep. I think he was an ally of hers.
And, he was.
And, but he really is somebody I think that you would have liked to meet and get to know and hear the stories. We grieve with the British people. Our thoughts and condolences for the Queen of England.
Yes.
And this is just the passing of a real great man.
Greatest generation. Mm-hmm. Now, the backstory yesterday, of course, was Harry and his wife, Meghan. Were they going to go back to the funeral? Harry is, for sure, going to attend a funeral. We don't know about Meghan. I would suspect if he goes, she goes.
Well, she's expecting right now, I think, and so she may not make the trip from what we're hearing. But you're right, Harry, Prince Harry will certainly be there, I would think.
All right, now let's get to at least tag the headline, because we're going to come up on a break here in about 30 seconds. We'll tag the headline for tonight, because the headline tonight is the crisis at the border is only getting worse, because we knew that Biden's border czar, was going to be stepping down at the end of the month. Now it looks like she's going to be going next week, a little sooner than expected. She's stepping down as terrorists, migrant children, are feeling more of the chaos on the border. And guess who is in line to step into her shoes?
Who's that?
The Vice President, Kamala Harris, is the next one up.
Wow. Curious and curious.
Where is Kamala? All right, hold on, folks. We're coming right back with more of Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Ron Edwards take us out on the break here. I'll see you in about 3 minutes.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Come on now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large
or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's hanging on my phone waiting for me right now. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of the integrated health system that I take every day, twice a day. Now, I took it again today when I got up, and my ankle and my leg had started to swell a little bit. I guess I slept in a position where I had my foot hanging down or something like that, because usually I have to keep my ankle and my foot elevated so it doesn't get the opportunity to swell up. And as I told you the other day, when I took quite a walk, probably a mile, mile and a half walk in Tampa through the Hyde Park Village area, it really got swollen and started to ache and went right up into my knee and my hip. And when I got back to the radio station, I took the Relief Factor, and in 20 minutes' time, boom, it was gone. Everything was back to normal. And that's what it does, because the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it also goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it even lowers or eliminates the pain you're having altogether. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to your body's natural healing process, and it helps to support healthy joints and muscles. What else could you ask for with no narcotics in it? And by the way, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, you can try it for that $19.95 price by going to the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Take advantage of this, and I'm telling you, if you're in pain, it'll be the best thing you ever did to get out of it. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the situation on the border has gotten much worse. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
We're hearing it's the worst it's been in 10 years now. This is going back beyond Donald Trump, back into Barack Obama's presidency, correct?
Yes.
Now, his border czar has quit earlier than what she said she was going to leave. And yesterday, the DHS Secretary Mayorkas made a trip to the border, which was totally blacked out to the press. Nobody was able to follow him along and see what it was that he was looking at. We only have speculation and conjecture as to what he was doing. But I am told by my sources down there, the Border Patrol, people I know in the Border Patrol, that they bent his ear over backwards, and he probably didn't like what he heard.
No, I don't think he would have, Captain. This is a very, very significant and dangerous situation that's going on right now for especially the children, obviously. And I think one of the reasons why Mayorkas's trip was so secretive was the very fact that they knew that they were going to find out a lot of bad stuff, and they don't want him in front of the cameras when he finds out about it or to make any comment. He's going to have to go back to Washington. They're going to have to get in a room and try to say, what are we going to do about this? Because it's obvious that whatever they're doing is not working. But we know that they've reversed all those policies, and that's actually brought about this crisis, which, as you rightly say, is the worst it's been in 10 years.
Yes, exactly. And, oh, by the way, folks, we have a weather statement I got to read to you right now. We have a weather incident going on along I-20 right now and I-30. If you're coming out of Texas on I-30 going into Arkansas, you're going to be running in and out of severe thunderstorms with a possibility of 70-mile-an-hour straight-line winds. Now, there's also some severe flooding with some of these storms, as you might well imagine. But coming across I-20 right now, we have got severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, tornado watches, and warnings all the way across into the western part of Alabama along I-20. Now, that watch goes down in Louisiana across I-12 and then picks up on I-10 coming over through Mississippi and right now into the Mobile, Alabama area. It's continuing to move to the east. There is definitely some serious, significant bad weather tonight. You cannot see a tornado at night. You'll only know about it if you have your weather radio turned on, or if you have your radio turned on, or if you have your television turned on, so that you can hear the warning when it goes off. So please be careful and pay attention. There are some very serious, damaging storms in that area.
Yes, exactly right. And that's one of the things that you do need to do. You have to be aware. And
right.
That's what we're here for, too.
Yeah. And, well, we are a news and public information program. We don't just have opinion here, but we are a news talk program and public information, and we do the best we can to keep the people informed of what's going on out there. All right. Mainstream media and the fact checkers have largely ignored Joe Biden botching the facts in his first address, pushing his new gun control measures. I'm not surprised, but then again, you would think somebody would want to tell the truth.
Well, yeah, aren't there, you know, journalism rewards or awards, I should say, for these kinds of things when you're an intrepid reporter and get to the bottom of the story and at the very least point out the obvious lies. But of course, Captain, so many in the media, they're on the same team pretty much as the Biden administration. This was their candidate. I hate to say it, but that's kind of the way that it is. And so they're not about, I think, to really try to go after their president in that sense, because they don't want to make him look bad. But what's happening, though, these absolute out-and-out lies that are being said, not only about the Georgia legislation, but about the gun control issues or the issues that he brought up in his speech on Thursday, is just over the top. But the truth will out, as they say.
Do you know how you get conspiratorial theories going?
How's that?
These chat rooms out there where people say, well, I heard this, I heard that. And somebody will say, they start writing a story, and then they put it out there as if it's a breaking news and that sort of stuff. That's where the conspiracies start. That's why they had so much trouble with QAnon, and now they got Super Q or some stupid thing that's come out as a result. And they're still doing the same stuff. Same people doing the same stuff, didn't learn the first time. Listen, folks, if you're going to put a story out there and call it news, by God, it better be news, and you better be able to prove it, and not from somebody that's in Podunk Junction and says, well, I saw me this and that, and there it was right there. Uh-uh, it doesn't work that way.
Well, no, and that's why you have to double-check your facts. You have to be able to back up your sources, these kinds of things. But you're right. Opinion is not news. You can form an opinion about the news, but unfortunately it seems gone are the days when we even know what the news is, really, or have a basic agreement on the basic facts. And
yep.
Again, that's one of the things we try to do each night, yep. is make sure we have it right.
Now, we're going to report some news right now from the Save America PAC. That's Donald J. Trump's PAC, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And somebody, at least one somebody, is not going to like this, maybe some more, but at least one that I know of that I'm willing to bet you'll call me. So here we go. This is from President Donald J. Trump, former President Donald J. Trump. He says, and I quote, "It is my honor to give U.S. Senator Marco Rubio my complete and total endorsement. Marco has been a tireless advocate for the people of Florida, fighting to cut taxes, supporting our Second Amendment, our military and our vets, a strong national defense, and all of the forgotten men and women of America. Marco worked with me to reform the VA and help our small businesses grow, and with his help, we achieved the lowest level unemployment for women, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and almost all Americans. Together, we worked closely with the Cuban and Venezuelan communities and have made great progress. He also ruled that President Trump was in no way involved with Russia as he presided over the Senate Intelligence Committee on the fake Russia hoax. Marco will never let the great people of Florida and our country down. I wholeheartedly endorse Senator Marco Rubio," signed former President Donald J. Trump.
Wow, very interesting. Very interesting. And you're right, there might be some that aren't going to like the president.
I bet the farm there's at least one listening right now that would. Yep.
But
you know something? That's an opinion. He's entitled to his opinion, but here's the deal. The president says he's going to endorse him. I'm supporting the president, the former president. Guess what? I'm endorsing him, too.
Well, exactly right. And
you don't like it? Too bad.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And, you know, the idea in politics, though, too, is that everybody is monolithic. Everybody agrees exactly the same way on every single thing. There might be a little bit of variance from politician to politician, but some might get angry and say, well, they have to be this or that or they're nothing. Mm-hmm. But in the world of politics, you want to be able to get the most done that is good. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there are areas where if you deviate so far, where you're no longer really part of the team, as it were. But President Trump sees that Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, in his opinion, is doing a great job, wants to throw his support behind him.
Now, by the way, I'm going to tee something up for when we come back. We're going to have a circle back report. It'll be our second story in when we come back here, circle back, because of something that was said that we have to circle back on. And we're also going to tell you about 20,000 voters that were found on the voter roll that can't vote anymore because, folks, they're dead. But some of them managed to vote. Where, you say? Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Way to go, Pennsylvania. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on seeing if we get some bipartisan support across the board here, but that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and we get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. A group of them have issued a statement saying talk is cheap, but defending our country is not. A presidential commission will spend the next 6 months looking at the future of the Supreme Court. The commission will consider many things about the Supreme Court, including expanding the number of justices and possibly having term limits for them. This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for over 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host, the captain. Now, I've been with them 17 and a half years, and I've never had a problem. Knock on wood. Never had a problem. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, and certainly anything you drive. And you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a quote right there if you want to on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you might have, the RV, the ATV, the boat. They can insure all of that. And, oh, by the way, they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance policies. Now, here's the big deal. If you bundle your homeowners with your motor vehicles policy, you will save a bunch of money. Same thing for the renter's policy. If you get into the bundle, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. And that's what I've got with my homeowner's policy. I have the bundle, and therefore it saves me a bunch of money. Plus, I'm also a safe driver, and every year I get 10% knocked off, knock on wood, just like that. So it's that simple. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And when they say, how'd you hear about it? Say, oh, I... Captain told me. Okay, there you go. Now, let's bring Kyle into the mix. Kyle, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
It shouldn't take a lawsuit to purge dead people from the rolls, correct?
Yeah, you would think it shouldn't have to take that. You're right.
But in a move that now forces the state of Pennsylvania Board of Elections to actually do the job it was created to do, a lawsuit settlement has resulted in the state removing more than 20,000, almost 21,000 deceased voters from the voter rolls. Because do you know how they used to have to do it?
I think they had to do it one at a time.
That's right. One case at a time challenge, and you had to go through the legal system to do it. Now, this one class action lawsuit is taking over 20,000 dead people's names off the rolls that were all active and eligible to vote. And guess what, Kyle? Some of them did in the last election.
You know, that's just unbelievably amazing. I mean, and we need to hear more about these kinds of things. Because again, you know, we talk about election reform, you know, voter ID, that kind of thing. But if the voter just is deceased, yeah, they need to be taken off the rolls so that somebody else can't fraudulently vote in their place.
Well, that's it, exactly, and they never should have been to begin with. But then again, the way some of these backward laws are done and nobody ever takes a look until something actually happens, you get what you get. All right, guess what, Kyle?
Is it circle back time?
It is. It is. Alrighty, enough of that clowning around. Boy, I'm telling you, what a bunch of... That's like somebody gets in there and bangs on a pot and pan or something. I don't know what it is. But we have another crisis from the White House, and Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, has said the White House has found no basis to close the child migrant centers amid the sex abuse allegations there, which, by the way, there were more of yesterday.
Yes, this is really getting out of hand, Captain. To hear Jen Psaki talking about, well, you know, these should be investigated and all this kind of thing. It's just such a, you know, pat answer for something that is obviously atrocities that are happening. Is it because they just want to keep this narrative going somehow that everything was terrible under Trump and everything's great under Biden? You know, that they ought to throw that out the window, because we're talking about real people. Yet they may have come from another country, and they may have come here illegally. They may have been dropped off by the coyotes, but they're people, and this is completely out of hand. And the fact that the American government is not shutting things down or not taking real action, I think, is just absolutely unconscionable.
Well, it is, because when this first happened, they should have immediately, all the panic lights should have gone off, and they should have run to that center to find out what the hell was going on. But it took a bunch of congressmen to finally show up there and take videos that they were told, well, you can't do that, you're invading their privacy, you can't do that, to give us some sort of an idea of what was going on.
Well, that's right. And at the same time, Captain, when you have the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, we're on a good path at the border, you know, and it was so bad with Trump. I mean, again, it's the narrative that they continue on, and it's like nobody's going to notice or ask a question or just figure out that what they're spewing is, you know, a lot of you-know-what.
Right. Now, I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, 6 nights a week. You'll hear me talking to him Monday through Saturday, and then, of course, on the weekend, our weekend show gets played at all various times of the weekend, daytime, nighttime, whatever, but it gets played, and for those stations that are carrying us, thank you very much, because we do have on the weekend more stations than we do during the week for one simple reason. This is where the show all started.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's great to be heard in so many different places, and we appreciate all of them, absolutely.
Now, Democratic libs are calling for Justice Breyer's retirement after he decided to say something about the court packing that he didn't agree with. And right away, the progressives went, oh, well, it's time for you to be canceled. Yeah, but guess what? They're not going to be able to do it, because I do believe Joe Biden went to his rescue.
Well, we understand, again, from Jen Psaki. She says the president basically believes that the decision should be left up to Justice Breyer if he decides to retire, basically, just paraphrasing. Which, number one, it's kind of like, well, okay, I didn't think that Supreme Court justices had to do anything a president ever said, take their advice on anything at all. But that being said, yes, the far left, Captain, is so ravenous about trying to get their way on the Supreme Court, pack the court, do whatever it takes, because suddenly this is a big problem. I guess because President Trump was able to appoint the justices that he appointed, and now there's sort of a tipping to the conservative side rather than the liberal side. So now this is a major, major problem. They have to go do a big study to find out, among other things, get this, how long justices should really serve and this kind of thing. So, you know, they're trying to change the rules, obviously, to their own advantage.
Yeah, and we all know it, and some people are refusing to go along with the fact it's there, but it is a fact, and it's an undeniable fact. And it's just a shame, again, that a Supreme Court justice who served the court so well, Justice Breyer, they're trying to push him out now because, of course, they want Joe Biden to have a Supreme Court nominee. They figure that that'll try to balance out a little bit the 6-3 advantage that the conservatives supposedly now have, although you'd never know it with some of the votes.
Well, see, exactly right.
Oh, and that's right. We need to talk about there was a late last night, there was a 5-4 decision in the favor of the good guys.
Yes, I believe so.
Yep, so we're going to check on that during the break and probably mention it after we get some of the weather out of the way.
Right, well, but you know, the fact that the court can go one way or the other, and sometimes not the way you think it might go based on what president appointed what justice, that is the life of the Supreme Court. And again, this is the highest court in the land. We all agree that when the Supreme Court speaks, that's going to be the end of it, that kind of thing. And you kind of get what you get. And it ebbs and flows over various presidential administrations over decades. But again, they want to change all that. They don't want to have any more kind of anticipation as to how something might go based on the interpretation of the various justices. They want to simply ramrod things through. That's the problem here. Plain and simple.
Yeah, it is the problem here, and we're going to let it work its way out. Hopefully. By the way, GOP governors right now are deriding Joe Biden's gun control push. 31 states that we're talking about here have said something in some way or another, and some states are vowing to fight back not only by using the state sovereignty and nullifying this through the nullification action they can at the state level, but possibly also by doing their own, bringing out their own legislation and going by states' laws, superseding the federal laws when it comes to guns, which they can do.
Well, exactly, yeah, and these states' attorneys general, yeah, they're definitely going to get into the fray here. And quite frankly, Captain, again, this is not something that the president can really get done legislatively. It's signaling to the far left, look what we're doing, look what we're trying to do. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, I could at least tell them I went in there and I tried. But they're very serious. They're as serious about this as they are about trying to pack the court. And the very fact that we're seeing this happen after the election, when Biden was supposed to be this more or less moderate sort of alternative, that's how it was kind of packaged. Well, we're seeing the exact opposite here.
Right. Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at the highways and byways and refresh the weather here and let you know where all that bad weather is. In the southeast tonight, because it's there. It's there. It's moving across. You got to be careful. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, at the Double D Ranch, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stops, wherever you're at, all around the country. You can pull in there and say, hey, I was listening to the captain. He said I could get a free cup of coffee if I just told you I was listening to your ad on his show. And that's all it takes. Boom, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee this time of the morning on the Third Watch. Now, here's the other thing, okay? You can become a member of the Drivers Club and get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And if you're an RVer, you can join the RV Club and get the same advantages. And you can also get one of their fuel cards and start saving money on fuel at the pumps. Whatever you do, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, Pilot and Flying J. All right. Here's a blast from the past, and I do mean a blast from the past. A little Stevie Ray Vaughan. Haven't played this in a long time.
Yeah.
Ray Vaughan blast in the past, standing in the crossfire. Kyle, you remember that one?
I sure do. Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when that was produced, but it had to be at least 20, 25 years ago.
Sounds about right. Yep.
Yep, and because it doesn't have a date on it. I can't see the date, and I was looking for it. Alrighty, well, folks, got to get to it right away here with the weather, because we do have some very dangerous driving conditions and some very dangerous weather with some people in harm's way, and we're going to tell you about it tonight. First, I'm going to read the weather statement. A weather statement says that scattered severe thunderstorms are expected to bring damaging winds, possibly isolated tornadoes, from southeast Louisiana eastward into the Florida Panhandle tonight and tomorrow, and northward into Alabama and westward Georgia. Excessive rainfall could lead to rainfall amounts as high as 4 inches across the central Gulf Coast. Straight-line winds have already been reported at some 70 miles an hour in many areas. Widespread showers and thunderstorms are possible for most of the eastern U.S. going through the weekend. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, this weekend we expect snow in the northern part of Washington State, the northwestern part there near Seattle. This is also going to impact the Snoqualmie Pass.
Yeah.
According to the reports, travel could be very difficult if you're traveling over I-90 through Snoqualmie Pass. So be very, very careful as you are in that area. We'll see more snow, they understand, on the higher elevations, at least on Saturday there. Again, be very careful. Freeze watch in southern Oregon tonight. Again, Captain, Medford, Grants Pass, Roseburg, I should say. We've got that on the map. In northern Montana, we also have a wind advisory. This is going to dip down through Missoula, as a matter of fact, where it's about 39 degrees right now. This coming down I-90. This is also going to go down towards Butte, where the 90 meets the Interstate 15. Lake wind advisory in northeast Montana tonight. High wind watch in northern Wyoming. Also, as you're coming down I-90 into Buffalo, so you want to be aware of that tonight. High wind warning. This is going to be in the Idaho Falls area along the Interstate 15, and this is going to go all the way down through Pocatello, also through Twin Falls as you come up I-84 to Boise as well. So a lot of wind on the map, and more so as well in Nevada. This near the Reno-Carson City area, we're looking at wind advisories as you come across I-80 this east of Reno and Carson City tonight. Looks like we got a fire weather warning in the area of northwest corner
Fort
of
Collins.
Colorado. Yeah,
Fort
that's
Collins.
Right. And also then a freeze warning near Montrose in central Colorado tonight, Captain.
All right, well, the big weather and the big story is the severe thunderstorms roaring across I-20 right now. I-20 seems to be ground zero from Texas east. Still, East Texas getting a lot of thunderstorms, winds, getting a lot of flooding. We've got storm chasers that they've got videos on Facebook right now. They're out chasing some of these storms. By the way, going up Arkansas up I-30, it's kind of skipping around a little bit up there, but you will have some severe thunderstorms and possible flooding as you go up towards Little Rock. The northern part of Louisiana tonight, a lot of severe thunderstorm, flash flood watches and warnings going on there. I-20 northbound all the way up to the Arkansas line. And then southbound towards Louisiana, we do have watches, tornado watches right now, and severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. There is one warning just straight up out of New Orleans right now. Can't pinpoint it exactly, but it's about 40 miles north of New Orleans, going up what looks like 55, a tornado warning right there right now, all by its lonesome. And then up into Mississippi, across I-20, across through Jackson, you've got flood warnings, a lot of them through there, and severe thunderstorm warnings as well, all the way over to the western part of Alabama, all the way down into the panhandle of Florida, where we now have, in Mobile, Alabama, we've got not only a marine weather warning for winds and waves and rough seas, but a gale warning goes all the way back across over to New Orleans and a little bit west of New Orleans and all the way over into the panhandle of Florida. So it's going to get really rough tonight as this storm system moves across. Now, this is at night. when you've got the warmer weather and whatnot, and you've got conditions favorable for some bad weather, this is when bad things can happen. So, Kyle, people really need to pay attention. And by God, folks, if you got a weather radio, leave it turned on.
That's exactly right. You can't leave anything to chance with that. Your local weather radio will be your best bet, absolutely.
Now, Pilot Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway reports. We're happy to report that. And we're also happy to tell you that there was in one of the Storm Chasers reports tonight, they were actually sitting in front of a Pilot McDonald's travel center.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, very cool.
I saw the McDonald's and saw the Pilot. And they were sitting right there with a sign in the background going, yeah, that's great advertising. So remember, you can pull into a Pilot. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen. Could find a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, or even a Wendy's at a Pilot travel center. Now, the Flying J's, of course, a different story altogether. The sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, the Moe's Southwest Grills. And if you're up there in the Northeast, you might make it a Dunkin' Donuts shop where they got the full-service Dunkin' Donuts shops where they got the sandwiches in there. They've also got some really good chili. I had their chili the other day when it was a little cool, and it wasn't bad. I mean, it's surprising. Dunkin' Donuts makes good chili.
Wow, that is really something. And, you know, Captain, they also have the Flying J app. It's not the Pilot Flying J app anymore. It's called the My Rewards Plus, and they've got all these new features, we understand. So you definitely want to download that. Go to pilotflyingj.com where you can find out about that.
Yeah, and if you're out on the road a bit, whether you're driving a truck or whether you're driving a car, maybe you're a salesman traveling between here in Atlanta or here in Nashville or something like that, get yourself the Flying J card. Save on your fuel. The more you buy, the less it is. All right, coming back with more, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, aisle number two, right after the top of the hour news and weather and all that good stuff that your local stations do, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Ron Edwards is going to take us to the top of the hour. Take it away there, Mr. Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.